Today I'm speaking with Daniel Alvey. He's a former FFA state officer in North Carolina. Daniel, first, just tell us what the FFA organization has meant to you.
I credit the majority of the success I've had, if not all the success I've had in college, to the experiences I had in FFA. Because I was always involved in high school, but throughout FFA, I really had a chance to develop skills, which I'm still using. And I can't say that I'm using skills from everything that I was exposed to throughout high school, but throughout the FFA, you get exposed to a network of people and opportunities that really develop you into a professional in the ag industry if you choose to do that in the future. And I've had some jobs and internships that have all been because of interview skills and connections that I made throughout the FFA. It's also opened the door for all the travel opportunities. I've been all over the U.S. and even to different parts of the world because of my involvement with the FFA.
So what is the International Collegiate Agricultural Leadership Program?
It's a program offered to collegiate-level students all across the U.S. if they're involved in a certain list of organizations, usually collegiate FFA members, but there are a few other organizations that can apply for the program. 12 students are selected to travel internationally. The location changes from year to year. Sometimes they revisit the same locations, but the main goal is to learn about international grain trade, marketing, and the culture within each of the countries that they visit. So when I went, we went to three different countries in Southeast Asia, which were Vietnam, Malaysia, and Singapore. This past year, I believe they spent the majority of their time in Japan. So the experience is a bit different for all of the students that go, but it's a really good program to expose students to international agriculture and cultures of different areas of the world.
Well, you just mentioned the ICAL trip that you participated in 2012. Tell us what you learned on this trip and some of the highlights from your trip.
I think one of the things that I enjoyed the most was visiting the foreign agriculture services within each of the countries. The U.S. Grains Council had different locations throughout the areas that we visited, and they also set up times for us to meet with different farmers and the Foreign Agriculture Service, and meeting with those people and learning about their experiences in those areas and how agricultural practices are different and how it really ties into the culture in each of those areas. It's fascinating to make comparisons between what I grew up in. My background was in tobacco production, comparing it to different types of farms and different practices and cultures in those areas. So a lot of it was comparisons made and seeing how we're really fortunate to have what we do have in the U.S. I remember especially in Vietnam was where I seen the majority of the differences between what we have here in the U.S. and in those countries. For example, we went to an aquaculture farm, and it was something completely different from what I'd ever seen here in the U.S. So just a really unique experience that opened my eyes to the global ag industry.
So why do you think it's important for FFA members to participate in this program if they can or if they have the opportunity?
I think it's important for FFA members to participate in every program they possibly can before their time runs out, because by doing all of these programs, they really learn what their interests are in and they really develop their passions and meet the people that will play a role in their future. So for ICAL specifically, it's good to go outside of your comfort zone, outside of an environment that you're used to, and expose yourself to these new things so that you really develop your own opinions about global matters and agriculture on a global scale, because it is increasingly important to understand ag on a global scale as trade increases or decreases, and learn about the influences behind all of those matters. For ICAL, I would say just the cultural and agricultural experience that they receive in those areas that they can bring back to the U.S. and maybe it even influences their career pathways.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would say go for it. I mean, it might be a competitive program, but it is well worth the shot if you get to go. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and my opportunity was 2 years ago, and I've been dying to travel globally again ever since I went because of the experiences I had overseas. And I'm even going to look at a grad school program in international agriculture at Oklahoma State in a few weeks. And I mean, a lot of the reasoning behind that was because of experiences I had overseas. And I may have not ever even considered an international ag program without going over there. So you never know until you try.
Thank you so much for your time, Daniel. It's been great to talk with you. That was Daniel Alvey, a former FFA state officer in North Carolina.